always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christiana, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And I'm excited today, man, because we got Raymond Soul, baby. We're going to talk about them getting it in, man. I heard their first album, checked it out, and I'm excited to see what's popping with them, man. We're going to get it in with them. Talk about their latest project that just came out. Play some brand new joints, the debut on Yada the King Radio, as well as get it on a topic called training up, man. We got to train up. What do we have to train up? Is it our kids? Should we be training up our kids? Should we be training up people in the Word of God? I mean, I think this is very important that we kind of grasp this and find out what's going on. Also, man, the playoffs is going. Some teams are gone already. You know what I'm saying? It's been a great season. Man, I can't wait to see who's going to win it, man. I still think that he's going to pull it off. They got a couple series to get there, but we're going to see what's happening. And I think Raymond Soul might be some Heat fans since they down there in Florida. You know what I'm saying? They putting in work. Matter of fact, man, they got some new music videos that are coming out. Definitely go check out what they're doing. And I'm just excited that we get to share their testimony, their music and ministry with you here at Yada the King Radio, man. That's really what's up. Check this out, man. We're going to go into this first jam on Yada the King Radio. The homie Tahan King. The song is called Upgrade. Actually, he go by the name Ransom. My bad. Ransom Paid on Yada the King Radio. Upgrade.
Money makes the world go round. I was blind by it. I was chasing paper and I wasn't shy about it. I thought it had all the answers to my problems and need. I was chasing greed with legs like centipede. This hunger couldn't feed. The more I got, I hurt. This logic doesn't work. I found myself in church. Back in the place where foundations laid. Salvation was paid. Christ freed all the slaves. Out of sin's grave. Grandmama told me that. I got it for myself. Y'all, and ain't no turning back. It's Christ over money stacks. Christ over status. Christ lost my life. Took me off the apparatus. I had this all alone. He welcomed me back home. Upgraded. Sick and thinking like my cellular phones. I'm on my call Malone. Deliver like a mailman. A fail-proof plan. Follow where he leads, fam. They say they got them money. They say they got them cars. They say they got them girls. They say they got them stars. Upgraded that. Christ updated that. Yup, upgraded that. Christ upgraded that. Yup, I ain't chasing money, chasing money, chasing cars, chasing cars. I ain't chasing girls, chasing girls. I ain't chasing stars. No, upgraded that. Christ updated that. Yup, upgraded that. Christ updated that. They say better late than never. God was working on me. He made me better. Teflon, any weather, homie. A rain, hail, see the snow. Life be changing on me. But I will not be moved. I trust in God only. These life conditions up and down like the Dow Jones. My house is built on stone, so it's safety in my home. These dead presidents won't affect my residence. Heaven be my residence, cause now I got them heaven sense. Or better sense than back then. A gone with the wind, freed from a life of sin. I shake them shackles off on my merry Mary can. Yeah, they thought they buried him, but my Savior rose again. Against all odds, death couldn't win. My God is champion, took the cross so we win. He came to rescue men, so I came to rescue men. I'ma spread that good news until you stop and let them in. They say they got them money, they say they got them cars. They say they got them girls, they say they got them stars. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup, upgraded that. Christ upgraded that, yup. I ain't chasing money, chasing cars, chasing cars. I ain't chasing girls, I ain't chasing stars. Nah. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that. Since I found Christ. Christ, my life took an upgrade. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade. Upgrade, yeah. Upgrade, yeah. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade. Since I found Christ, my life took an upgrade. Upgrade, yeah. Upgrade. Yeah, they say they got them money, they say they got them cars, they say they got them girls, they say they got them stars. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ upgraded that, yup. I ain't chasing money, chasing money, chasing cars, chasing cars. I ain't chasing girls, chasing girls, I ain't chasing stars. Upgraded that, Christ updated that, yup. Upgraded that, Christ updated that. I got everything. Money, houses, clothes, peace of mind, whatever I need. And man, I'll be the mansion on the hill, but it's my mansion. And that's all I need is him.
Bless you, man. Yeah.
Ready?
Let's renegade, yeah. I am such a rebel, I am so defiant. My fleshy lost his mind, is going crazy, and I love it. Go. I am not afraid, look at here, I'm a renegade. Not a teenage phase, but you can say my age is bro display. Feeling like a 2-year-old, I'm not really good with rules. I despise and renegade anyone who gives him due. Now I ain't talking about a parent step or a guardian. I live too, disrespecting the evil, trying to realm begin. Till my sin, the stuff that should've never left that guard. I see that you don't see that my eyes are wide open. So I don't see one reason why I should live and cope with the evil in me that wants me dead. So I'm going all in, loving the rebellion, going till I'm dead. And homie, that is never, you can't stop this with the lever. No, Jesus is our rebel leader, telling us to fight it all. Even if I stand in grit, you're standing up against the law. I don't think they realize that we down like rain drops. We've been hooked a long time, don't expect us to stop. Man, our sins have been paid, to the Father we obey. Juking on the flashlight, we a bunch of renegades, huh? Young renegades, that's renegade, yeah. Young renegades, that's renegade. Young renegades, yeah.
Let's go catch a fade. When I'm yelling out his name, my temptation fade away. Man, we march together like a renegade parade, like a sin crusade. Highway construction, boy, get rid of the old ways. Renegade my lust, renegade my pride, renegade anything, ain't man trying to hide. I'm sick of being twisted like a door knob, sick of chasing things that ain't there. Mirage, now sometimes we gon' fall, but we still got a cow. I'm just a David with a stone ready to go. Wanna know how to renegade? Get your face up in the book, get some accountability, help you out when you stuck. Man, we out about it, hey, ain't nothing that can stop us. Of course they gon' mock us, but nothing that can block us. Devil tryna buy me, I'm sorry, I'm sold out. All my Chrissy Cobbins, man, my sin gon' have to chase me down.
I don't think they realize that we down like raindrops. We've been hooked a long time, don't expect us to stop. Man, our sins have been paid, to the Father we obey. Juking on the flashlight, we a bunch of renegades, huh? Young renegades, that's renegade, yeah. Young renegades, that's renegade. Young renegades, that's renegade.
I'm such a rebel, I am so defiant. I'm such a rebel, I am so defiant. I'm such a rebel, I am so defiant.
My fleshy lost his mind, is going crazy, and I love it.
I'm such a rebel, I'm such a rebel. I'm such a rebel, I am so defiant.
My fleshy lost his mind, is going crazy, and I love it.
I don't don't think they realize that we down like rage drops. We've been hooked a long time, don't expect us to stop. Man, our sins have been paid, to the Father we obey. Juking on the flashlight, we a bunch of renegades, huh? Young renegades, that's renegade, yeah. Young renegades, that's renegade. Young renegades, that's renegade.
June 26th, with his new singles, Heart of Courage.
I don't believe it, I'm a warrior. Sometimes it takes me a little longer.
And Revolution.
So I keep it moving. Got a crippled city. Wherever my foot trails, I'm taking that with me.
Featuring Jeremiah Bonds, Raw Servant, Yavez, and more. Catch him on tour in the DMV area.
About Face Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory? Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Festival Sinjata presents the Big Gospel Explosion, Sunday, July 1st, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center House main stage. Featuring national recording artist Chang, J.I.G., hip-hop artist Sir, Nevo Mass Choir, Highly Unlikely Youth Choir, and our special guest will be Jacqueline Echols, a world-class saxophone player. Sunday, July 1st at the Seattle Center, 3 p.m. To 6 p.m.
Right there, The King and I, the brand new single, Renegade. Definitely check that out, man. Appreciate y'all sending that in. I got Rayma Soul with me right now, man. I got Butter P, Juan Love, and K-Nuff, man. All of them make up the group Rayma Soul. And I'm going to do this, man. The way we like to get things going, we like to get the thing rolling when we talk about the testimony, man, so people can kind of see your background and stuff like that. I'm going to start with K-Nuff, man. Can you share your testimony with us, bro?
Absolutely. With pleasure. Talking about what God has done in my life, I came from a background with no father figure, single parent, mom, raising me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And just growing up in the streets of New York, it was a little bit tough. I didn't really have a lot of role models or influences to look at that were positive, other than the you know, the friends that I hung out with, my mom, obviously. So what I did was, a lot of times I looked at what was cool, what was in, and that's what I built my life around, you know, trying to be cool, trying to fit in. I was short, got little man's complex, getting into a whole bunch of fights, messing around, and the statistics in my neighborhood were against me. By the time I was 18... 21, I was supposed to be in jail or dead. And my mom figured this out early. So she was able to move me out of New York and move me down to Florida when I hit 13 years old, after I had gotten into some trouble. And when I got here, where I live now, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the atmosphere was just different. I literally needed a change. I needed a change of environment to be changed, to allow the inward change to happen. And I got invited to a church, came reluctantly, you know, then just got caught up in the church culture of friends and stuff, not really understanding who Jesus was.
Yeah.
Until about my senior year of high school. That's when I took God seriously, and I took an actual step towards God, and he took several steps towards me. And that's when I realized that Jesus died on the cross for me, and that his love for me was real, and he had a purpose for my life.
Dope, man.
It's been a whirlwind of blessings and praising him, and it's been good.
Man, I like that, man. It's good to see where we all came from to come to the Savior Jesus, man. We got one love. Can you share your testimony with us, man, as well, bro?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. My parents separated when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I'm the oldest of three boys, so that definitely took its toll on me. As a young kid, just seeing all the struggles that my mom was going through, and all the hustles that she had, and, you know, seeing us broke and stuff like that, it just really put a lot of weight on my shoulders and stuff. So through that, I began to act out a lot, getting into fights, you know, similar to Kano. I had little man complex. I was always short. I'm still short. But, you know, always just, you know, acting out in certain ways and lashing out, getting into fights and just got in trouble and all that kind of stuff. Till finally, when I was like 16 years old, my mom had had enough. She actually sent me to Columbia to do a year of high school.
Wow.
To see if that would straighten me up a bit. And it definitely did help. It got me away from the friends and the things that I was kind of getting caught up in, like drinking and just getting into fights and all that kind of stuff. So I came after, you know, that, you know, 10, 11 months or so, when I came back, I started to kind of hang out with the same friends again. But soon after that, some friends actually invited me to church. Actually, Kay was one of those. And I started to really just go, and first it was just for the fellowship, for, you know, the similar interest that we had as far as like basketball and music and stuff. But I slowly began to see that God was definitely doing a work in me, and it was just surreal to me to just see so many young people, you know, 200, 300 young people worshiping God, and it really just made an impression on me as, you know, as a 17, 18-year-old. And from then on, like I said, God just started to work on my heart until eventually He won me over. and from then on, man, it's been definitely a journey, man. It's been amazing. He gave me a ministry. He gave me a calling. And just every day, he's just fulfilling his purpose in his own way. So I'm grateful.
All right. What about you, Brother Pete? Talk to us about your testimony. How did you come to know Jesus?
Yeah, well, pretty much, you know, I was born and raised up north here in Pennsylvania, and then I was raised in a Christian home. Both my parents were married; they're still married till today, 39 years, I believe.
Wow.
So I grew up in a great home, middle class. You know, we started off in the projects, and then my mom and dad one day made a decision to get us out of there because they didn't want to, you know, keep us there to kind of keep us statistics. So they did everything they could do to make sure we've been living there. So yeah, I mean, I had a great, you know, childhood growing up as far as like in my household and stuff. And, you know, just growing up, some things happen, you know, you go through situations in your life and, you know, I was sexually abused as a little girl. So it began to kind of hinder my process as a young lady.
Yeah.
growing up. So, you know, just creates a lot of anger and bitterness inside. And all throughout, you know, of course, I was going to church and you know, just doing the daily thing of being a church kid. Until I hit the age of around 16, 17, I kind of just became a little independent and just made the decision I didn't want to go to church anymore because it really wasn't about me having a relationship with Christ. I didn't really know or understand fully what that was because of, you know, all the things I had been dealing with. And so for, you know, a few years, it was about three, four years, I kind of just fell away from the things of the Lord and was just, you know, living for myself and just getting caught up in just the whirlwind of life. You know, throughout all that, I graduated high school, I went off to college, but, you know, when you go to college, it's a very scary time in your life because this is when you're trying to find out who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And because I was dealing with who I was growing up, I still didn't know who I was, and I had a lot of insecurities, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. So through all that, I surrounded myself around people who kind of became kind of like my escape as far as the lifestyle I began to live and just kind of get caught up and just stuff that I knew I wasn't supposed to be getting caught up with and just living a lifestyle that I just knew I wasn't taught to live. But regardless of it, I just allowed myself to get there until, you know, I kind of just reached my rock bottom, as they say. And I really just got desperate for God to really just show himself and just truly reveal his purpose in my life that I had heard about my whole life. And it was actually, crazy enough, it was April 18th, my dad's birthday. So I actually celebrated my anniversary. when was it? Wednesday, yesterday. I gave my life to the Lord and I made a decision to follow God. And I said, God, you know, if you're real, I need you to just take my life and really show me who you are. I want to know who you are, not what everyone else has told me who you are, and not this image that this church has portrayed of this mean guy. I want to get to know you on my own. And it was an amazing process. You know, the first thing, you know, he had opened the door for me to move to Florida.
Yeah.
And so I left. I went to Florida. I got to see an amazing family who, you know, they were awesome Christians. They took me to the church where I actually met my husband. And it was just awesome to see, you know, a group of people my age serving the Lord with everything they had, and they were so genuine about it. Because the kids I grew up with, I partied with.
Right.
The same kids I went to church with, I partied with. So it was just good to see people who really loved the Lord and who were genuine about their passion for who God was in their life. And it just got my attention. And I used to watch them and say, man, that's what I want. I want to be totally in love with who God is in my life. And that was just always my honest prayer to him. Like, God, I want that. I want to be in love with you. I want to see what it is. I want to see who you are. I want to see you move in my life. I want to see your hand upon my life. Mm-hmm. So whatever that takes, you know, and that was really my process. And when I really fully gave my life to him, it was just an amazing thing to just see God working, even in the smallest things. You know, even in the small details of things that you think that God doesn't even worry about, you know,
yeah.
Just for me to be able to notice them and see his hand in those things, it would just wow me every time. And till this day, you know, I look at my husband and I look at my wife, and to know that, you know, I'm living this life that I am now that I would have never imagined that I would live when I was living in my crazy lifestyle. I would have never looked, you know, years down the line to say that, you know, God is going to give you a platform to reach so many people, and
yeah.
You're going to have this wonderful husband, and you're going to have this gorgeous daughter who you're going to be totally in love with. Like, I would have never imagined. So it's been an amazing experience, and I love that the process of being a Christian, it never ends.
Amen.
And I think that's what satisfies me.
I like the way you ended that, because we're going to go to your brand new single right here, talking about No Walking Away. Now, does it have to deal with the same thing that you just said, or what's this song about? What can we expect when we hear this?
Yeah, the song No Walking Away was pretty much, it was actually the first song we recorded for the album, and when we were hearing it, it was just such a powerful and grabbing track musically. You know, we were just kind of in a process that we just made a commitment to do what we've been doing, and ultimately, you know, we wanted to just encourage people to just not walk away from your relationship with Christ or whatever it is that you've made a commitment to do, to follow through with it, because, you know, ultimately that's what God wants us to do, is to really just be committed to the call. And that's really what No Walking Away is really just staying committed.
All right, y'all, we gonna hop into this joint, Rhema Soul, No Walking Away. Don't y'all go nowhere. Here we go.
Out the window as the days blow by, steady on the move, grounded but so high, with the strength of memories and close ties. Life is like an open road in the sky. Might be living like it's all in your hands, trying to keep a firm grasp on the dreams and the plans. They won't die. Bet you never knew a day like this. No deceit, no lies. Rise to shine, shake the dust out your eyes. Brand new vision. Life here. One day I leave on a comet in a light, yeah. Maybe I'm dreaming.
take it all, face it, but I'm torn. Back against the wall, being chased by a storm. The winds bring rain, hurt triggers rage. Fear invites terror, and terror bleeds pain. Can only run for so long when life has got a meaning. I gotta keep believing, who's gonna fight if I'm retreating? Even when the trees are blowing, I need to be seeking refuge in my peacemaker's hands, where my peace is. Don't give up on dreaming, it's only for a season. Just wait, the storm is all a part of bringing you your healing.
Gotta be strong, hold on to the early morn. Gotta move on, gotta be strong, hold on. It's a brand new dawn, 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 dawn.
No walking away.
Only embrace you ever felt was from the fabric that hugged the hips. Pain much, life too slippery to get a grip. Known as the dame, but framed of a short on tips. Learned a lot of her season, but had no transcript. Frantic, had a skewed view slanted. Meeting her, you realize things you took for granted. Situation with her family is kinda sketchy. You asked if she had friends, I would say barely. Most girls hated on her, dudes debated on her. Did whatever she had to hide the hurt, put some makeup on her. Applied the lip gloss in the spotty mirror. If Windex hit her reflection, she still couldn't see clearer. Reached her hands for the body spray. At least guys would compliment her sweet scent whenever their bodies lay. Tears down her cheeks, went for a second glance. If only her sobs could change the present circumstance.
Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars. Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars.
She roamed the town in dismay. Single night and some days, her quest made it feel she was searching some way. Loosened head out of reach, thoughts a huge muddle. Many questions, no solutions, stepped in a puddle. Murky water splashed, concealed her fresh petty. Straining feels like I'm holding Earth's biggest levee. Though the water was foul, her lightness was clear. Her once small sobs turned to plenty of vast tears. Slight bob about the designer heels, but the unfortunate part was hard to swallow, almost unreal. An emotional girl, feelings were hard to feel. Picture the dealt hand, different life, not ideal. Much emphasis was placed on a mascara. A pigment had flaws, she wanted to mask errors. Kinda funny since we dwell in the mask era. Hard to allocate the real and flee present terror.
Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars. Priceless, just the way you are. You're so lovable, lovable. Your words beyond the stars.
Face was loaded, but was cool, was about to end it. The top line moisturizer gratified her feelings. When she came across just the right foundation, still didn't stop once to leave town at the station. Mirror, mirror on the wall, please reassure this young lady, she's the fairest of them all. Hair and nails done, but she still felt appalled, and was floored that she was an heiress of the fall. Maybe that one different guy could change it all. Had some jagged edges, but she would trade it all. Life's test said more cosmetics was the answer. Products animal tested, it still led to cancer. The disease of floss and diamonds and pearls. The ailments are placing value in a fast dying world. You wanna be at the top of the bar, but I know your worth, girl, and it's way beyond the stars.
Priceless, just the way you
just
are.
How you are.
So lovable.
Yeah.
Commissary right there, Worth Beyond the Stars, on Yacht of the King Radio. Another dope single he just sent in. Thank you for sending that in. We are getting it in with Rhema Soul, man. And as I talked about earlier, they are a very diverse group. I'm just going to ask you guys, how did y'all come together? How did you guys form yourselves as a group?
Okay. Well, prior to Rhema Soul, K-Nuff and I were in a group.
Oh, wow.
We did music for, you know, some years. We actually were missionaries for a couple of years as well. And during that time, K-Nuff and Butter P were actually dating and stuff like that. So after we came back from traveling for a few years, and she was traveling as well, we came back and we were doing shows locally again. And we just noticed that we were doing a lot of the same shows, you know, we would go on and she'd go on or vice versa, and we just found ourselves getting booked for like all the same things. So we decided, well, why don't we, you know, give this a shot as far as making some songs together. So we just vibing in the studio and got together, made some songs, and they just gelled, and the chemistry was just there from the beginning. So we said, why don't we just, you know, form this like as a unit, and then we just became Rhema Soul. And now it's been about a little over 6 years.
Wow. Okay. So Butter P, you was doing the solo thing, like almost until y'all got married, then, huh?
Yeah, I was solo, and I was just in a whole another arena of music. I was doing a lot of mainstream stuff. Just when I was up north, I was doing a lot of stuff up here, and then when I got to South Florida, I don't know how, but I ended up with a lot of like mainstream artists. So I did a lot of opening. I was an opening act for a lot of these mainstream artists, urban artists. Like I did some stuff with Wyclef, Beanie Man. I've met everybody. So I was just in that arena, and I enjoyed it. But at the same time, like I just knew that there was something more that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I just wanted the music that I was doing to like mean something. And I met one of my favorite artists at the time and had a great conversation with her. And within our conversation, she kind of just, you know, encouraged me to follow my heart and just said, listen, if God has placed something in your heart, then that's what you need to do.
Wow.
And that was really kind of my turning point in the sense of wanting to do music with more than just doing music about me. Just I really wanted to do something that meant something. And, you know, it was awesome because, you know, around that time is when the guys were just coming back and stuff like that, and we talked about being in a group, and I kind of shared my heart with them, and we just saw how it worked, and it worked well.
All right, man. K-Nuff, talk to me about your guys' diverse sound, man. Is that, I'm pretty sure it's something that y'all do on purpose, but you guys go from rock, you guys go from hip-hop to praise and worship. I mean, like, y'all are all over the place. Talk to me about that diverseness, man.
I'll talk about it. I think his phone was just about to die. We've always really wanted to be a diverse group. I'll kind of touch on it a little bit, and then Swan, if you want to piggyback on it. But we've always really wanted to be a diverse group. When we first started, we were just very hip-hop. But we've always had three different elements that we've added to the group.
Yeah.
We all come from hip-hop backgrounds, but K-Nuff was more into like the R&B type stuff up until recently. When he got older in age, and he really started, you know, doing hip hop. But we've always really wanted to be diverse in what we do. We've kind of never wanted anyone to ever listen to our music and say, oh, they sound like so and so. Because we just feel like we've always been in our own lane creatively. And that's kind of the great part is that there's three individuals. We've got three nationalities going on.
Yeah.
We've got two guys. We've got a female. And we just have three different perspectives that's coming into the group musically. So, you know, when we kind of just start throwing our ideas together and just kind of putting it together, it really turns into Rhema Soul. You know, as solo projects, it would probably have, you know, different sounds because of the fact that, you know, everyone has their own thing, you know.
Right.
But I think it's something that makes us unique. And it's not forced, if that makes sense. Like we don't ever really try to go into something forcing something that we know is not us. With this album, we really want to challenge ourselves musically. And we went in with a brand new producer, and we were open for the challenge. And I think that's always good with artists, that shows a sense of growth and maturity in your artistry when you're willing to be challenged, and you're not acting as if you've somewhat made it or you're the best in what you do. And I think with this project, we were really open to the challenge, and we were challenged, and it pulled us in ways that, you know, I don't think we all knew we weren't capable of doing. And I think honestly, like out of the three of us, I think Juan was challenged the most, and I think he did well with a lot of the songs, and I think especially with the rock songs, I feel like he was right in his pocket.
Wow.
With a lot of the sounding songs. I think his voice complemented those tracks perfectly, and we would have never thought of that prior to doing this. So I think that's what just kind of sets us apart, is really being open for the challenge and knowing that we have three perspectives and three creative minds and three different, you know what I mean, people that are coming into this thing and making this sound that we have.
Wow, man. Rhema Soul, I'm going to ask this real quick. Juan Love, what would you say makes up, or what would you say is the purpose of Rhema Soul, man?
The purpose?
Yes, sir.
One thing I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt is that we're passionate about what we do, and we're passionate about the dreams and the goals and the purpose that God has given us, and we want to encourage other people to do the same in their own lives.
Mm.
You know, we talked about the song "No Walking Away," and it's very much a lifestyle for us. We're very committed to what it is that God has called us to do, and we just want to be that example, or at least one of the examples that people have that they can look to and say, "These guys, you know, they did what they were supposed to do, and they didn't walk away. They didn't buckle underneath any pressure or anything like that." So we really want to be a group that's an inspiration to people. You know, and as artists, we want to be people that aren't afraid to take risks and stuff. So, like, you know, we want to be a lot of different things. But I would say at the end of the day, our purpose is really to just inspire people to just go after God with everything that they are, and go after the purpose that God's given them with everything that they are as well.
All right, man. We're going to go into this new track from y'all called "Need an Answer." Can somebody share with us what can we expect on this joint? Juan, go ahead.
Yeah, "Need an Answer." Dope, beautiful song. Got some dubstep in there for you. Just, we went crazy with it. Our boy, AD? AD did this joint for us, and it was just really just a testament of where we were at the time. We were asking God a lot of questions, and we just, in that stage where it was like, God, we need you to come through in this situation and give us an answer. So it's basically just a cry out that anybody pretty much has at one point in their life. So that's kind of a basic idea what the song is about.
All right, let's get into this on Yada the King Radio. "Need an Answer" by Rhema Soul. Here we go.
I got questions all in my mind, but if the answer is right here, maybe I'm blind. I don't know. No, I don't know. But if you are who you are, take the wheel right now. I'm out of control, yeah. 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 Yeah, they saying that I'm going in, and it's like a shot of adrenaline on this mic. Like I'm a riddling, giggling, cause I'm living and giving up every minute to the one giving us light. I'm all in for the lump sum till the sun comes, or the fat lady done sung her last song, or till the drum thump, rub up, bump, 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 and the trumpet sound, and we blast off. But that don't mean I ain't got questions, though. I'm imperfect and less than most, but while I'm searching for a purpose, what emerges is nothing less than dope.
Moment in my life wanted to be loose from. I've been broken, peace stolen. People need to see what it means to believe. On, everybody wanna know why I do what I do. No, God saves, gotta let them know he's the only way I'ma make it through. Everybody wanna question life, but ain't nobody ready to answer.
Been a long time coming and we're still never risking. Looking for the words that can free us in an instant. Distant, looking for the exit right there. Breathless, walking like sheep with a death wish. Not a mention of a name or a mention of a change. In the center of the pain. Side to side like a rose petal in the rain. Trying to pedal in the rain. Getting burnt like kettle to the flame. We never budge or settle for the change. Never true, never transparent, cellophane. Got some good in our blood, but I bet it's vain. And it's strange when you see somebody grab hold. Choose life, break free from the black hole. Never give in, never stop, never look back on these trials. Gotta move by strap on, listen up.
Your brain, pull me bragging on how cold I am, sneezing off the game. If that's my purpose and aim, it's a shame. Yeah. I'm better off the lane. That way I cannot add into the problem. Yeah. It's like provoking and putting steroids inside a monster. Yeah. It's time to turn the flesh to the grave. Where the revolvers, I'm standing firm. Focus on God, forget them dollars. Yeah. You see, I'm fresh without that polo boy.
Yeah.
Without combat, Fendi Dior. See, I don't need no foes. No 26s, don't gotta ride on boats. I ride on 66s. And I know you heard that once before in a bunch of songs, but I have to say it once again. Gotta let you know, getting in your dome. This is real life and I'm music. We not here to make a song, to make a hit, to put a song,
to make us rich,
then we gone. Yeah, when I was young, I wanted finer things. I'm talking big cars, I'm talking diamond rings.
Come on.
To be a big
ball
with a lot of change. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a God
streets on. So focused, I'm on fire, I'm in the zone like the ozone. Or like 2-3, yeah. But not the 2-3. But like MJ, Mr. Clutch, shoot a 3. Banking, yeah. And I know my status, yeah. Not about, yeah, what bank I, yeah, get. It's evident, yeah. I am his, yeah, child, I represent, yeah, with every limb, yeah. Crucify, yeah, my body, yeah, when I resurrect, yeah. I'm very, yeah, rich, see me, yeah, in the sky, yeah. Flying by, yeah, like Mary, yeah, did. A spoonful of sugar, keep the medicine down, yeah. I'm like my father, I'm practically perfect now.
Come on.
What in his eyes, so I get my daily doses to stay supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. And I'm telling anyone, yeah, who woke me, yeah, is rich and then, yeah, all your golden, yeah, silver and, yeah, all your diamonds, yeah. Platinum, onyx, yeah, and rubies, yeah. The passion and Christ, yeah, is moving, yeah. My life is, yeah, like a movie, yeah. That's why you see, yeah, we follow, yeah, our kayaks, yeah, like a groupie. Yeah, when I was young, I wanted finer things.
Come on.
I'm talking big cars, I'm talking diamond rings.
Come on.
To be a big boss with a lot of change. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a guy with a designer name.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more.
And more.
At TheSouth.com.
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 You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up,
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Duck King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That's the homie Al Cam. Song is called No Designer Frames. I really like that, man. You know, he was looking for something back in the day, but when he got saved, his whole view changed, man. And that's really what it's all about. I got some people that their whole view on life changed. Raymond Soul, they getting it in with us, man. And we gonna hop on the topic of the day. But before we do that, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, what do we call y'all? You know, some people would say you guys are rappers. Singers, I mean, what do you guys categorize your music? I mean, is it a whole nother category that you got, Raymond Soul category? What's up?
That's funny you should ask that. We actually have a song called Labels.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, man. We I don't know. We call it,
we created a new genre. It's called Hits.
Okay, so y'all from the hits category.
Now,
I don't know. I mean,
at the end of the day, our foundation, of course, is hip hop. Yes. Don't get it twisted. We'll go hard on the 16 on you. but at the end of the day, we're artists, man. We enjoy good music. And we, you know, we're open to try anything. And if we're able to do it, we'll do it. If we sound whack, we sound whack. But we just love doing music. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, as long as it points people to Christ, I think that's the most important part for us.
Dope.
You can label it good music.
Good music. That's what it is. And they getting it in. And we're going to talk on the topic of the day, which is training up. And we're talking about training up kids, training up people in the faith. Both of y'all are parents. All of y'all are parents of children. And we wanted to definitely have y'all share just training up. What does it look like when a parent, I'm going to even ask, when a mother trains up their child? And I'm going to ask this to Butter P.
Well, because I've been doing this for 2 years now. it's an amazing experience. It's crazy because, you know, before I had my daughter, I did not have a huge desire to have kids at all.
Wow.
It just wasn't one of my big goals in life. it's just been a constant joy. It's just something that it has totally changed my perspective on my purpose in life. And it's crazy, but some really good friends of mine had a baby girl who actually passed away 2 weeks prior to my daughter being born.
Yeah.
And it was something that it was kind of bittersweet because it was like my daughter was due in two weeks, but I was dealing, you know, I was at a funeral for one of my great friends with their daughter passing, and it was one of those. As a mom to be, I've tried to think to myself, like, how do you deal with that as a parent, you know?
Yeah.
One day I was praying and God kind of just comforted me and saying, you know, our role as parents is really to make sure that the purpose of that child that God has given them is fulfilled in their life.
Yeah.
Like, that's our role, is to make sure God's purpose for their life is fulfilled. I just thought that was so powerful because that's my responsibility, is to make sure that my daughter fulfills her purpose and I'm teaching her in the ways of doing it. So it's been cool, man. She's been on the road with us since the day she was born.
Wow.
from the time I was pregnant. She's been in the studio with me. She's been on the road. So it's really challenged me to make sure that I'm being a great example for her, as a mom, as a woman of God. And it's funny because she's teaching us a lot too, and I've learned that she is a mirror. And I've heard this before, that if you want to see what type of person you are, you look at your child and you'll see your reflection. And I honestly see it. And it was funny because the one day I was in the living room and I was playing the piano, and I was just playing a worship song, and my daughter's walking around with her hands up, eyes closed, just worshiping.
Wow.
And it was nothing that I ever taught her to do. It was something that she had seen her mom and her dad do, and that's how she learned it. And, you know, that's the day I learned that that's how you train up your child, and is honestly leading by example. So I had to learn that if I want her to be a worshiper, I need her to see me worship. And that's with anything in life. So, you know, I'm praying that you know, I'm able to lead her, and I know I'm gonna fail her one day, but I pray that, you know, I have the right words to kind of, you know, apologize for my flaws and hope that she becomes, you know, a better woman than I am.
Wow. I think you had a very powerful thing, was us being examples. Juan Love, I'm going to ask you, in the area of church, how important is training up? Do we see a lot of that going on? You can answer both of those pretty much as you go, man.
Both of them, as far as the parent one and that one, or
and training up for the church.
Okay. We definitely are very passionate about the church. All three of us, serve in our churches. Kana from Butter actually work with the youth, and as far as the high school age, a lot, and mentoring them and helping. And they've always done that. They've led like hip hop small group and different types of things where they've been able to influence the youth a lot and build those relationships, you know, in a tight way. And myself, I definitely did a lot of youth ministry as well as far as high school. The past couple of years, I've been, I should say the past year and a half, I've been a young adult leader at my church, as far as helping with like that college age, kind of like 19 to 24 age. And man, I could not see myself I just love it so much. Like, I just love that age group, that age where they're, you know, in college and in the middle of college trying to figure things out. And I'm just, like I said, I take that really seriously because I see their struggles. I know where they are. I've been there before where you're asking yourself a lot of different questions and stuff like that. So it's just a really dope place to be, and I just really believe that we just need a lot more people to, like, kind of mentor in that age group. I think that the college age is an age group that's kind of in a lot of ways been forgotten a little bit when you talk about churches in America. Not as a whole, but just on average, I don't see, you know, when we get to travel, I don't see a lot of churches with young adult ministries. Mm. Sometimes even the big churches don't have that, and I think that in a lot of ways we're losing them after high school. Some of them after high school, they start to help out, you know, in the high school and the youth and all that, but a lot of them, they go on and they just start doing their own thing, and there's just like that real weird gap between high school and just, you know, the older service or whatever, where people are kind of getting lost. So that's definitely a great passion of mine, to try to get those that age group more involved and just chasing after God and be an example, you know, on their college campuses and at their jobs and stuff.
I'm going to ask you this. Is it easy to train up, or do you think it's difficult? What would you say on that one love?
It's not easy to train up, but it's something like Bart was saying. I mean, if you're not living it on your own, there's no way you're going to be able to influence somebody else in the positive. I mean, you might be able to fool them for a certain amount of time, but at the end of the day, they're going to see your character. So when you're talking about, you know, raising kids, you got to make sure that you're doing and following through with all the things that you're trying to implement in them. And it's the same thing with church, especially if you're on a platform as far as teaching is concerned. You know, I feel like every week when I'm teaching, I'm talking to myself in a lot of ways. Mm. You know, so you got to always make sure that you're on point and that you're living that lifestyle that you're portraying to other people, because when you're on that platform, people just look up to you all the more. And so it leaves a lot less room for error, and taking that responsibility is something that you need to understand is a huge, huge deal.
All right, man. So we're going to go into the next joint, Boombox, Jamming in the Boombox. You know, we love this song. We play it a lot on Yacht of the King Radio. Talk to us about this song, Butter P.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow.
Ow.
Yo, my daughter just threw her hands up. Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs that we've ever done, and I love performing it. I love doing it because people get excited about it. It's just a feel-good song. We wanted to just make sure we include it in Fingerprints just to have a good feel-good song for everyone to kind of just get live on and just celebrate, because that's really what we want to do, man, to celebrate God. So this is Jamming with the Boombox.
All right, y'all, let's get it in. Jamming on Yacht of the King Radio with Ray Maso. Here we go.
Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah. Loud like ah. Loud like ah. Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah. Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah. Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah. Loud like ah. Loud like ah. Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah. Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah. Jamming with the Boombox, loud like ah.
Forever through Christ, not the music. We do rock a few spots, but warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible Hulk Ed Norton. Frequencies frequently exalting, deep received Jesus peace without the charming necklace. I'm reckless, I'm in a certain state of mind. So with the head as big as mine, thoughts are like Texas, and it's as if we do it for the hoorah, even though the crowd ooh-oohs like doo-wah. Nah, cause at the beginning and the end it remains, we did it, we do it, we done it to tell of his name plain. Like wings and leers and jets, bringing the noise up in your brain, your ear begets, that's me.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ah. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ah. Jam loud like ah. Loud like ah. Jamming with the boombox loud like ah. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ah. Jam loud like ah. Loud like ah. Jamming with the boombox loud like. jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Crank the boombox till the tune rocks like gems. And the moon walks on a thriller night because I'm in. And I'm able like Clark Gable to win. Get the mic from out the toolbox, the record spins. No, never let the boom stop, let the needle play. It's like a mother hen watching over two flocks. Frito-Lay bakes the chips, Juan Love cooks the verbals. The audio dispersals, they chase cheese like 100 Urkels. A reversal is where it's at. See, the word of God sent me, so I'm on the map. I'm on the blocks like rats, in the books like stats. Banging beats with raps sharper than spike bats. In the year of the fog, this frame of soul thing reigns. Some vintage Nikes and a new King James. Ingenuity and relevance, the common aim. It's due time for the gospel to take precedence, so let it bang.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Turn up the volume, pump it up a little louder. The bass is thumping and ripping. We ain't even plugging power. Let me devour all the haters and cowards who say my faith is lame and I believe it's something sour. I walk in this power, we in the final hour. So for me to make believe the seeds I sow won't flower would be like Jack Bauer dying in the line of fire. And how can I retire when Christ hasn't expired? To last blow of the whistle, man, his name we lifted higher. So turn me up a little bit, grown folks to little kids. Who are we kidding with? This music really needs to hit home when we bringing it. Yeah, I see you listening, but don't stop the music when I know you really feeling it. You chilling with the coolest kids, we showing how we really live. A boombox bang, I'm in the mood for something ignorant. Don't front like you ain't interested, just come with us and kick it, kid.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Being in your presence is just so wonderful. I feel like you're taking me to another level. Going higher and higher up. Kinda like elevators. I'm on cloud 9, just left cloud 8. If you keep elevating, I'll be in outer space. I belong with you, I'm never out of place. You swept me off my feet, so I stay on my face. It's because of grace that I'm not in my coffin. I give you my life, that's my tithes and offering. Yeah, I see the stars, I know they higher up. But I don't worship stars, they ain't high enough. Don't worship movie stars, they never died to save me. Don't need fancy cars, your love it drives me crazy. Your love it saved me, this is my dedication. You lift my spirit, spiritual levitation. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. I let my life speak, you got me silent on them. Your love is so electric, you got me sliding on them. You gave me Christ's light, oh yeah, I'm shining on them. So now I'm in the clouds, you got me gliding on them. Oh yeah, I'm flying on them, because you lift me up. They can keep their coffee, you're my early morning pick me up. They could never slip me up, cause you keep my feet planted. You're the only one that brings the harvest from my seeds planted. You love me first, that's why you're never second. I know I love you, I'm never second guessing. You lift me up, and I ain't looking down.
keep elevating. To me, there is no ground. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. Hey, you take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator. Hey. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music.
Song right here, elevator music, by the homie Mike Real. And that's just straight up worship, man. I like that right there, man. Definitely, definitely check out his interview as well. We got Raymond Soul getting it in with us, man. And I'm going to ask y'all this, man. I'm going to ask the homie K-Nuff, what's the most challenging thing about rocking together?
Word. What's the most challenging thing?
Or you can answer, how do y'all challenge each other? You know what I'm saying? Something like along that line.
All right. How do we challenge each other? You know, we all I think bring different elements to Raymond Soul. Like you said, I mean, we're a pretty diverse group. And you know, one challenge me on the side of being literary with the way that I rap, as far as, you know, good word usage and coming up with different ways to use an abstract thought to get something across. So he's really good at that.
Yeah.
And I definitely am challenged by that side of his lyricism. With Butter P, she's challenged me because, you know, literally without her, we wouldn't be on this, you know, we wouldn't have moved as forward as we had in music. Because we were, you know, me and Juan were backpack rappers in the beginning. I mean, we were lyrical ridiculousness, you know, you wouldn't even understand some of the stuff we said. It was so literal.
Yeah.
So she came into the game, and she, like, you know, she was like just bringing the common sense about it, where, you know, the best music that we listen to and we revere, secular and Christian, is music that is able to communicate a point without getting complicated.
Right.
And to do that while being clever, while still being lyrical, is way more of a challenge than just being lyrically lyrical. You know, it's way more of a challenge to convey a simple message. So she brought that whole side of the coin. It's a whole new way of thinking as far as when we go into the booth. And as far as the challenge as a group, I mean, we're three individuals with, you know, very strong-willed minds on what music sounds like and what music should sound like. So we go at it, you know, when it comes to making the music, and we think that the disagreements that we have is what leads to beautiful music, you know what I'm saying? And Juan always says, you know, to pure art or good art always comes from some sort of struggle. So if we're able to struggle with each other to get the best out of each other, then I think we're at a good place because we're constantly challenging each other. So there's no room for laying back. You know, we're always sparring against each other. It's like a boxing match. Who's going to outshine each other, but who's going to compliment the song and who's going to compliment the next person, and how can we just make sure we're complimenting each other? It's a good challenge.
I'm going to ask y'all this real quick. Have y'all ever wrote a verse that y'all thought was hot and other cats in the group was like, nah?
Nah, I usually do that to myself.
That never happened to me.
Wow. Okay. Or maybe you heard the other person's verse and you was like, let me go rewrite that joint.
Yeah, Juan wrote this verse one time, and Butterfree had to come in there and murder it for him.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man. So talk to me, what y'all got coming up next, you know, within the next few months, you know what I'm saying, to the year, what y'all got planned? Go ahead, Butter P, let me know, because you sound like you keep stuff like in order as far as the dates and stuff right there.
I do? right now we're really just promoting the album, just getting the word out. Staying busy on the road. Right now we're doing trying to stay busy every weekend, just doing shows, and then hopefully in the fall hop on board onto a tour. But that's it. Just really getting the word out about the album and really just kind of creating other opportunities beyond the music as well, because the three of us all speak. So we really like to speak to young people and kind of just creating other opportunities and working, partnering with other organizations that align with our vision and that type of stuff. Because I think it's very important that, you know, if you have a platform, you use it to bring awareness for other organizations, if that makes sense. So we're really looking into doing stuff like a lot more stuff like that and working with high schools and just staying busy, man. I mean, music at the end of the day is a tool for us, that we really just want that to be to open up the doors for us to create other lanes for us as a group. So.
Okay, Juan Love, man, where can they get this project read?
Okay, well, you can definitely go to iTunes, Amazon, all the digital markets. You can also check in stores, or you can go on ramasoul.com and get you a nice physical copy, you know, so you could, you know, touch it and hold it and smell it and do all that kind of good stuff, so... Yeah.
Couple.
All right,
cop
man.
Cop a couple. That's our new motto.
Cop a couple. I like that. And K-Nuff, let me actually, you got any last words? I'm going to ask all of y'all. Do you guys all have any last words that you would like to share or anything you want to, you know, get out there? Shout outs.
Yeah, man. I mean, just keep shout out to everybody that is supporting good Christian music in on a whole. Keep it up, you know. Buy products because it's really becoming a movement even more so than it used to be. And we have an opportunity to change the world, you know, with this music and with the songs. So you know, keep it up, fans. Everybody that is a supporter, everybody that's doing it, and. You know, just remember that God has made us with a purpose and a specific assignment. And as long as we don't veer off from those specific assignments in trying to do something that we're not supposed to do, I think we'll further the kingdom even more so.
Dope. Butter P, any last words?
No, I mean, he said it. I just think we're appreciative of the fans and all the support that we've gotten. And, just continue to support us and support all the other artists that are doing it, man, because God is definitely creating a new platform for us. So it's good stuff. We're excited.
All right. What about you, Juan Love? Any last words?
Yeah, everything they said, and shout out to you, Yada King. Appreciate the interview, man. And thanks for the support. Thanks for playing our music. And hope to continue making stuff that you and everybody else enjoys.
All right, man. And you guys...
encouraged by.
You guys had that last, you guys got a video coming out too that you guys were sharing. Tell them what the video is and where they can go check that out. And then we about to end it all up.
Yeah, well, the video that's coming out for the song Breakout, it was shot none other than by Faith Cherry Film. We're excited about it. We have a feature in there, a band by the name of For a Season. They came and did their thing in the video, so we're excited. It should be out hopefully by soon, next week or something. I guess by the time this show comes out, it'll already be out. So it'll be on a several networks, and you'll see it online and all that good stuff, man. So hopefully you guys enjoy it.
All right. We appreciate y'all getting on with us, Raymond Soul, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right. God bless.
Enjoy Seattle.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, man, that was wonderful. We got it in with Rhema Soul. Let's go ahead and go into this joint real quick. Emilion, the song is called Emilion by Emilion. Let's go ahead and check it out right now on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
I tell up in the field and all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do and I say, rip my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving and they ask for how long.
I tell them they call me. They know it ain't no swagger talk. A mission going fishing and they're hating is an afterthought. I'm out here trying to reach a number you can't count. In the midst of the madness, I promise I stand out. Wait, let me see you tell you about my daddy though. Lil got me finna call the habit flow. Destined to lead the devil way. What? Catacombs. I'm first class till I reach my destination. Millionic boy, I rock all pigmentation. So happy I found out he was my daddy. Montel, now pushing Jesus for the law. Wholesale, I live, love, and impact the globe. Trying to tell you about the savior that impacts your soul. 501, stress, kick, so why it ain't funny. Fast life, but I made it through the crash. No dummy, private jet, got me looking through the glass. So sunny, I'm trying to save your family. You thought it was all money. A world change until he catch me in the sky. Opposition couldn't touch me if he try. And they ask me on occasion, a little gin, a little tonic. Told them, nah, I can't do it, cause I live millionic.
Step up in the building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. I tell them when I reach.
A million. A million.
27 and I'm staying cause the favor that good. I be all up in your school repping crazy old hood. Run up on your whole clique, so get your mind right. All fake, no eyes, hindsight. I get up jumping from the front to the back. I ain't here to do a song, boy, I'm here to impact. Change your mind, change your life. And you out to change the world, spread it to your own boy. And you kick it to your girl. I ain't never met a blonde that he couldn't overcome. AIDS, cancer, cold, watch you leave him on the run. Nah, he ain't have to come. He just sent his word and every knee got a bow from the bay to the bird. Trying to do grim numbers, presidential takeover. Investing in your soul, and Jesus is the stakeholder. Ride good, love God, and talk loud. Allow me to introduce you to the difference in the crowd. Step up in the building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God, and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. I tell them when I reach.
A million.
Love God, swagger heavy, I never been a chump. You can call me what you like, but I'ma give him what he want. I've been rocking cross countries while you was watching SpongeBob. Used to leave it to the others, but they wasn't on their job. Gucci bag, fresh fit, M-I-E-S-T. Swagged out with a passion, come see about me. K-Jo, representative, you can check my resume for college for the bankhead. You can catch me in the A from 6-Sack to Rancho. Shoot, I might be in the Bay. It don't matter where I'm at, I'm trying to get these people saved. And you can catch me every day, cause this is a lifestyle. I gotta make sure I connect, you can call it Unibrow.
And I ain't never switching up, cause I ain't with that fake stuff. You see, you fill my cup, all real, no makeup. They put me in the microwave, so I'm here to get it poppin'.
I love God, I ain't here to argue with your doctrine.
Never would've made it.
Incredible.
Never could've made it without.
All right, that was Reconciled, Never Would Have Made It. Man, we got Brian in the studio with us right now, man. And Brian, what you got going on, and who are you, and where are you from, man?
Well, hey, well, thank you. So I'm Brian. I own a company called 1EMG, and we are hosting an event here in Seattle called Seattle's Hip Hop Resurrection. Mm-hmm. It's going to be showcasing a lot of people. It's going to be Tadashi, Braille, Willy Will, a guy named Benjamin. We got some freestylers coming in. They formed a group called Whose Rhyme Is It Anyway, and it has Manchild, Plato, and Heath McNeese. We're going to have some amazing breakdance battlers and a little DJ exhibition as well.
Okay, so when is this event for all those that are wondering and they might want to make sure they're there?
It's May 5th, so Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Did you do that on purpose, man?
You know, kind of. I was thinking of a good day just a day to remember, and I was thinking, oh, you know, kind of this weekend works, and I was like, oh, this be easy for me to remember.
No, that's what's up, man. So I'm actually posting a flyer up right there so y'all can see it. 1EMG's presented Tadashi, Braille, Benjamin, and Willy Will May 5th. And we actually got some free tickets to give away for that event. You definitely want to do it. Go to yattatheking.com/site/events, or just go to yattatheking.com and click on the events link. And we have how you can win and information. So if you don't win, you can get the tickets, because you want to be there. You need to be there, and you need to tell somebody else about it. And also, you guys got a dinner going along with it, right?
Oh yes. So it's a VIP dinner and a Q&A session. So you get to talk to all the artists and just ask them your questions, and you get a little dinner beforehand as well.
All right. So if you ever wanted to talk to Braille, Tadashi, Willy Will, Benjamin, and the other guests of the Whose Rhyme Is It Anyway, you definitely want to be there. And we got a breakdance crew. They're actually from here.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the guy that leads it, he's the youth pastor of the church that we share a building with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty cool, man. I can't remember their
the Goodfoot Arts Collective.
They get down, man. And I'm letting y'all know, y'all want to be here at Seattle's Hip Hop Resurrection May 5th. Once again, you can also go to 1EMG.com. That's 1EMG.com. It's your boy Don Christian from Yada the King, joined by Brian, man. And we about to get out of here. Train up the kids in a way that you should, and train up leaders in the gospel. Let's get it, man. We out of here.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King, Shabakta King, I yada da King, I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the King, Shabakta King. We out of the King, we out of the King.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV. AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. At unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on gospelnw.com.